Welcome to VJCast, episode 4. I'm the Duke of New York.
I'm Rob Oven.
And this time, we're going to talk about the future.
The future.
The future of games, which is obviously the Xbox One. Rob Oven, take it away.
Over this most recent weekend, which doesn't really apply to you, listener, because it could be 40 years in the future, so I don't know. But in the most recent weekend for myself, I played two brand spanking new next generation experiences. Halo Master Chief Collection that came with that has all the one, I think it has 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 1 and 2 are completely remastered, which is cool. And I played Grand Theft Auto 5 next gen version, which has first person and which a bunch of other cool stuff.
All right, Robo Woman, sell me on Grand Theft Auto V.
Okay, Grand Theft Auto V. You ever been playing Grand Theft Auto, Duke, and you're just like, I really like killing all these prostitutes, but there's a distinct lack. I feel removed from the character. I don't feel into killing these prostitutes because I'm in an overhead view. Have you ever thought, I want to get up close and personal when I'm killing these prostitutes?
Yeah, basically, well, then exclusively.
GTA 5 is the game for you.
Oh, good. Should I get that for the Xbox 360?
Yeah, no, you shouldn't. Get it for the Xbox One, or PlayStation 4, or wait a couple months until it comes to PC.
Oh, alright. Well, yeah. This Xbox One's starting to sound really good, RoboWoven. Can I play Halo 1, The Library?
You can, Duke. You can play it in 1080p remastered goodness.
Alright.
On your brand new Xbox.
Alright, that's good. Because my family tradition of myself is just to play Halo 1 on the original Xbox and just play The Library, and that's it. That's the only part of Halo 1 I want to play. I just want to play The Library.
You just want to sit there in a... The Library is the one with the
Oracle, the Flood, right? And you have to wait for the dude to, like, open the doors?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
That's all I want to do. That's just all I want to do. I wonder if they remastered it, if they fixed that level up any, and by fixed that level up any, I mean made it go faster, because a lot of it was just like waiting around for Guilty Spark or whatever to open the goddamn doors.
Probably not, because what it seems like to me, a lot of it is just, they just sort of took the game that existed and put some textures on it and some audio. Like, it's very well done, it's not like a scrub job, like, it's worth the money. It's just, I don't think they actually, like, changed any of the gameplay mechanics.
Alright, I'm gonna share with you some fun I had playing Halo for the first time on the Xbox. I was playing it co-op with one of my friends because he'd played it a bunch. And so I was like, sure, just tell me what to do because I don't know how games work. And we were getting to the library level where you have a bunch of Marines with you to clear it out. And as soon as he could, he just shot all of the Marines. I was like, dude, why'd you do that? He's like, dude, they're just gonna turn into zombies later. I'm like, you're a genius. Yeah. He just killed everyone, like, immediately. It's like, dude, they could help us out. And it's like, no, they're just gonna become zombies, it's fine. Just kill them. Like, alright.
Damn. I never actually thought to murder everyone in order to cull the population of zombies.
Yeah. Well, RoboWeapon, I think that's the whole plot line to Halo.
Yeah, so, Duke, is this man now, like, a genius? Is he, like, working in Congress on, like, the immigration problem?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, because he's clearly smarter than Einstein.
He has this plan where we're going to build this giant doomsday weapon, and it's going to wipe out all life, so viruses won't exist anymore because they won't have anything left to eat, and then life will be recreated again without viruses.
Whoa.
Basically, the plot to Halo. You know, wipe out all life so we don't have Flood anymore.
Oh, yeah. I always forget the plot to Halo because it's just not, like, it's there, but, like, you have to, like, search for it through, like hidden extras.
Yeah. The plot might have changed. I mean, I don't really know. I feel like they probably have elaborated on it at some point.
I feel like, if anything,
because
now,
creating a bunch of doomsday weapons seems like a terrible plan.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there has to have been some other sort of end goal besides just wiping out all life.
I think if anything, it's now the Halo plot has changed from, you know, a kind of neato thing to how can we make more explosions. You know what I mean? I think it's probably just gone down that sinkhole of AAA titles and doesn't have a plot anymore. But it's just like, ah, it's the Flood.
I don't think it ever really had the plot either, to be fair. Like, as you gotta do the thing to do the thing. I'm like, sure, dude, whatever. I'm gonna shoot all these things. And I'm just keep going.
Alright. I was playing Halo 2, and I found a little terminal that you could access. And I think these are in the original Halo, but I can't, or the original Halo 2. But I can't remember. But the only reason I'm not very sure is because it then linked to once you selected it, and this kind of annoyed me, but didn't really bother me because the Xbox loads pretty quickly, but it then opens up the Halo channel, which is an app on the Xbox. So. I was playing Halo, I activated this terminal, and then it just opened up a new app that, like, allegedly if that wasn't downloaded on that Xbox, I would now have to wait through a download.
I'd assume the collection probably auto-downloaded it or something.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know. But, and then it played a cutscene that was the Oracle Forge Guilty Spark. You know, the guy who has a million names that flies around killing everyone?
Yeah.
It's him flying off the...
rails?
No, yeah, flying off the rails. No, it's him flying off the recently destroyed Halo. He ends up finding this little band of Covenant stationed, and he tells them about what the Halo actually is, because they think it's like
prophecy. They're like, dude, it'll save us all. Like, it's generic prophecy stuff.
Yeah, they think that it's like the gateway to like the better world. And then the Oracle's like, nah, dude, it's a doomsday weapon. And they're like, what? Like, all right. And then that plot ties into. I don't know if anyone remembers this. I don't know if anyone ever actually, like, remembers Halo 2. But there's a mission. The first mission you play is the Arbiter in. You go when you're trying to stop, like, these heretics.
Yep.
It's, like, separate, like, cult. They went against the Covenant. That's the guy. Those are the guys that the Oracle talked to and told them about how the Halo isn't actually, like, a salvation. It's just a doomsday weapon. And they're all like, fuck you guys. We're not hanging out with the Covenant anymore. Because you guys are a bunch of dickheads.
Yeah.
And that's why they, like, I don't know, revolted or whatever. And I was like, that's kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, I don't know what the Guilty Spark's, like, purpose is. Besides setting off the Halo. Because in the first Halo, he was like, yeah, dude, we have to go do this thing. Don't worry about it. And then Cortana's like, he's trying to set off a doomsday weapon. And you're like, what the hell? Guilty Spark? And he's like, nah, dude, it's fine. Just don't worry about it. And then apparently he goes up to all these Covenant, and he's like, hey, guys, this thing's a doomsday weapon. And they're like, oh, so now we actually don't want to set it off.
Yeah.
Like, he I don't know what his goals are in life.
I think his thing is just he's sort of programmed to just kind of take orders from the Prophets, the main guys in the Covenant. And then his job was just to activate the Halo. And then the Halo doesn't exist anymore. So he's just kind of doing his own thing,
I guess.
He's just kind of rolling around. Just telling people, just laying down the truth, no matter how bad it hurts.
Yeah. I don't know about... Like, I haven't played too many of the modern Halo games where they've started getting, like, celebrities in them or whatever it is they do.
I mean, pretty much ignore all Halo beyond 3.
I don't know. Yes. I don't even recall 3 that much. But I remember, from my understanding, is the Covenant, I don't think they developed their technology. I think they just found, like, old, whoever made the Halo people technology.
That's what it is. Yeah, there's a new enemy in Halo. I'm just remembering this because I have friends who play it, and they try to explain it to me, and I'm like, you lost me at, there's no, you know, you lost me at Halo, at, like, you lost me in Halo 3, essentially. You lost me, like, when the Covenant and Master Chief were all friends. And I was
Wait,
we beat the game. Yeah, dude. The Arbiter...
Yeah.
Unites the Covenant and...
I know the Arbiter and, like, Master Chief at some point got on, like, the same level.
Yeah. I think, like... Yeah, because I remember... I think at the end of Halo 2, they all work together. And then, like...
Well, not all of them. All I think friends. It's just, like, literally just, like, the Arbiter. Arbiter is the only
the
one.
Orbiter. The Orbiter. He's like a space shuttle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, all right, okay. You know, there's, like, at the end of Halo where it's, like, a cliffhanger. Like, at the end of every Halo game where you're like, yeah. oh, he's probably dead.
Hey, talking about disjointed Halo nonsense that we don't really understand, remember the giant Cthulhu guy?
Yeah. Wasn't he like, what was his name? Gravemind, right? He was the flood guy? Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a flood, but I think he like stops the... I don't know what his goals were in life.
I don't... Honestly, I played Halo 2 so long ago, I don't remember any of the plot, but I remember the missions, because I played them so many times.
He just like shows up. I think he shows up and saves the Arbiter once. And I think he only saves the Arbiter to keep the Halo from being detonated.
All I remember, I guess,
or the Master Chief, he saved someone at some point.
It was Master Chief. I remember at the end of Halo 2, the game ends with like you falling into like a river and just being like eaten by Gravemind. And it's like, oh, that's the end of the game. Or that's the end of Master Chief, and then you go on and do like one more mission with the Arbiter where you like fight the brutes and they're like in someone else. I forget. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
But the point is, what was the point? Oh yeah, Halo plot is pretty neat. I don't know any of it.
Yeah, it's all like science fiction, so they're like, dude, I don't know. There's these new brutes, don't worry about how they didn't show up at all in the first one. It's science fiction, don't worry about it.
Oh, what I was going to say was, because I have friends who play Halo and they try to explain the plot to me, is there's a new enemy called, there's a new enemy called the Forerunners, which I guess are the people before the Covenant, where I guess the Covenant got all their...
You know the people... I actually know this because Vaughn bought Halo 4, and then I played it co-op with him because he's crazy and he just does random nonsense.
He does, okay. Yeah, that's true.
But, alright, so there's the people who built the Halos, and I don't know what to call them. What are they? Are they the Forerunners?
I guess so.
Alright, they're the Forerunners, whatever. Half of them were like, dude, let's make ourselves into robots. And the other half was, no, we're not insane. Let's not make ourselves into robots.
Yeah, because that's fucking dumb.
Not, but in real life, honestly, turning ourselves into robots would be great. But I'm doing it in, like, Halo terminology, because by turning people into robots, they also go, like, crazy. Or whatever. And so, all of the robot people were, like, banished to a prison, similar to Doctor Who, when all of the Daleks... how do you say it?
Daleks.
I don't know why there's an R.
It's like Daleks, but without the R. You know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know, it's like the way you pronounce it entirely wrong with an extra letter, but without that extra letter.
Yeah.
Alright, so the Daleks, you know the episode, this is like a side note, they're all in a prison, and then they all get let out, and then Doctor Who saves the day, and they all go back, or whatever.
Wait, which one? The Asylum of the Daleks? Where all, sure. Like, the slightly special Daleks go?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
No, not the planet, but the, episode where there's just a giant like thing floating above and all the Cybermen fight the Daleks.
That's not at all what that was about, but sure,
that wasn't a prison. I thought they were trapped in a prison or something.
It was a prison, but I don't know what point you're... Yeah, alright, it was a prison, but... What's the point you're trying to make?
The Daleks were in a prison.
Uh-huh.
It's like a tiny thing, but they're all in it. Yeah, these robot people were in a prison.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much the exact same plot point. They all get let out, and then you're like, oh shit. And I have to fight all these assholes.
Alright, I was very confused on what you're trying to say.
Okay. Alright, that's what I'm trying to say. They're just, like, all locked in this prison, and then you let them out.
Side note, because I'm a big fat nerd and I love Doctor Who so much, that's where all the Because it was all in there because it was Time War technology, and that's where the Doctor put all the Daleks during the Time War. He just threw them all in there, and was like, well, you're fucking done. That's the end of the Time War. Everyone's dead, and you're locked in a prison. I'm gonna go cry now.
So
they're all in a prison, they all break out.
Well, like, either you or the Covenant, like, do something. You might be I forget, honestly, but basically it's the same plotline where all these people are then released. But the thing is, the Covenant are all on their team, because, like, oh, dude, Forerunners, let's set off these Halos, guys, that's what we want to do. And then they work together, and then you have to fight these dudes, and then the Covenant also.
Oh, shit.
Also, there's a skull, so when you shoot grunts in the head, there's like little birthday party things and a little cheer.
Yeah, that's from, I remember that in Halo 1, no, not Halo, no, Halo 3. That was a fun one.
Yeah.
The skulls were the best kind of collectible.
I remember in Halo 2, you could, I forget in which level, but there was a level where you could get outside of the map.
Oh.
I forget which one, it was, you're on Earth.
I think. Isn't it the one? Is it the first one? Like, I think it's the first real level.
Yeah, when you have to like jump on top of the skylight and then do a jump onto this like roof, and there's a skull over there. But if you keep like jumping off of things, you can keep going further and further above the map.
Yeah, I remember this, yeah.
I just remember that because I played way too much Halo 2 with this other... Yeah, dude, me and this friend just played so much goddamn Halo on the Xbox.
Dude, Halo is a great game. You know, you got Halo 2 was the first one they had real online multiplayer, I think, that wasn't on the PC. You know, you got some sick maps, I'm pretty sure they had DLC, everything you want from a video game.
Remember in the first Halo when you first ran into the Hunters or whatever, the big, huge dudes?
Mm-hmm. That was on the second mission, right? Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
You, like, attack an island with a bunch of dudes, and, man, this is just, like, us talking about, like, weird, like, half-stuff we remember of Halo.
We are not qualified to talk about this at all, because all we remember is we just remember playing Halo when we were younger, not ignoring the plot completely, and half-remembering levels, and just going, hey, remember this?
Yeah. Like, hey, dude, remember that one part where there's Flutter awesome?
Flutter awesome. Dude, but also, the Flutter great, because they're just aliens from the movie Aliens.
Kind of,
yeah. Xenomorphs. Like, that's the thing, is that I've been seeing this, I don't think I said this on the podcast before, where Halo is just aliens. You know, and it's one of those things where it's not like, it's just obvious. You know, it's not like a ripoff, it's almost like a homage, you know what I mean? It's just like, Halo 1 starts off with the Pillar of Autumn flying by the same way the ship in Aliens does. Everything just looks very similar.
Least and favorite part awesome. Of Halo 1. Was when you had to fly or drive the warthog out of the Pillar of Autumn at the end.
Oh, that was the best part. No, that was the worst part. I was so young. I was like, no, I don't know how to do this.
It's like, dude, I like keep running into things and going off the edge. I'm like, God damn it.
Mm-hmm. I remember. I gathered all my strength as a young kid, young baby, and I gathered all my courage. I put it on legendary, and I fucking sat there for like days trying to beat that mission so I could get the secret ending.
Oh, there's a secret ending when you took when you saw the Master Chief's face?
No, that was like a lie.
Yeah, I know. I was just lying to you.
Oh, okay. But Duke, I assume you know about the other one, right? The alternate ending when you get like really you don't?
I mean, maybe. Tell me.
Oh, that's amazing. It's really not amazing. It's just, if you beat the game on Legendary, you know how in the end, this is only going to matter to anyone who's actually beat Halo 1. In the end of the game, I forget exactly what happens, but I think it's like Sergeant Johnson's there and he kills an elite in front of the Pillar of Autumn that it blows up.
Yeah.
It's like a cutscene. Well, if you beat the game on Legendary, the elite and Sergeant Johnson both look at the Pillar of Autumn exploding and then hug each other.
Oh.
And it took me so long to just get that ending, because I saw it on, like, G4 one day, because this is how long ago this was.
Oh, remember when they didn't just play cops in American Ninja or whatever?
American Ninja Warrior.
American Ninja Warrior, yeah.
Also, to be fair, I love cops in American Ninja Warrior, so,
well,
you know.
You're what's wrong with G4.
G4 is amazing, because it's just, like...
I don't think they exist anymore.
No, they don't. It's Esquire Network now.
Oh, what does Esquire do? Do they play cops
they
in American
play cops
Ninja Warrior?
American Ninja Warrior.
All right.
With a different name. That's all it is. They all play right. The same exact shows, I guess, because they still have the license for them.
Yeah.
It's odd. G4 is hilarious. I remember I used to watch G4 all the time when I came home from school. There was a show called The Arena that was a competitive gaming show. They would play like SOCOM, and they'd like compete for like $500 or something because it was such a low budget show that it was just a minuscule amount of money.
For GameCube.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what's it? Game Boy. Not Advance, not Color, just Game Boy.
Game
Black and white Game Boy.
Black and white Game Boy. But they would just all sit in this room. There would be like five guys in each team. They just play SOCOM. And I was like, this is amazing. This is... G4 was amazing when they actually showed things about video games. But my favorite thing about the new Halo game... is you can hit the back button, the select button, the other one, the one opposite of start, that no one really knows the name of, but everyone's like, you know, like when you're sitting there, like, hit that one, you have to point to it because no one knows what it's called. When you hit that, it switches from next-gen 2014 version to 2005 version, or whenever Halo 2 came out, Halo 1 or whatever, and so you can just on the fly hit a button and make it look like it did old school.
Yeah, and there's no cooldown. You just, like, spam a button press and, like, have a seizure. Well, the text, like, make the game look like the textures are breaking if you just hit it fast enough.
Mm-hmm. My favorite thing to do is just sit in cutscenes and just hit that button every, like, 5 seconds. Because it's baffling to go from, like, a new CGI that looks like a movie to, like, really crappy nowadays, but, you know, still great. It's, like, animation with models that are laughable, but, you know, it's aged, you know? But, yeah, it's hilarious, because looking at that, I'm like, when I was a kid, I thought this was the most amazing thing in the world. And now I get to see an even more amazing version of something I already thought was amazing.
Yeah. Halo, remember when you just used the pistol for everything in the first one because it was awesome and you could mm-hmm. scope in?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That, I think the first Halo was got me on the track of I try to play every game with a pistol now.
Yeah, because that's how you win. You got moderate damage, nice rate of fire, good accuracy, will recoil.
And you look cool as hell.
You do look cool as hell. Now, my favorite thing that I like to do after I beat Halo and whatever is I like to load up the first mission on the Pillar of Autumn, go get the pistol that it gives you, walk back to Captain Keyes, shoot him right in his fucking face.
Yeah.
And then I like to see how long I can survive while the entire ship is trying to kill me.
Mm-hmm. I had a friend who had me hold the door open because if you both got too far away, the door would close from that main like mission room.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, no, stay right here. I'll be right back. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, all right, I got this. Oh, cool. You got this gun. Oh, God, he's shooting him. Oh, Jesus Christ, we're all dying.
I remember I would shoot him. I would shoot, like, two people, and then they would just jump down into, like, the pit under the where the pilot sat. There was just all glass down there. No, because like, the people tried to, like, jump down.
Yeah.
That was fun. But that Halo, I will say, the Master Chief Collection, I assume it's only like $60. It's really worth it. You get Halo 4, Halo 3, Halo 2, and Halo 1. Halo 1, Halo 2 are all redone. You get Forge for all of the games, except Halo 1 because didn't have it. A remastered multiplayer for all of it, so you can play all your old multiplayer maps they used to mess around with. It has competitive multiplayer online. Like, it's...
although apparently the multiplayer has been broken at least for a little bit.
Oh. You know,
there's a lot of news articles about it.
I couldn't get into a game, and I was like, I don't really care anyways, and I just ignored it.
No, you can't get into a game, because, like, the matchmaking servers were, like, not... It's not that they're getting overwhelmed, it's just they didn't work right, and they just weren't putting people in games.
Oh.
Yeah, it was having some weird multiplayer stuff, but I think they're sorting that out.
Of a game that did not have good multiplayer servers on launch, Grand Theft Auto V.
It's the future. Tell us more about the future, Robo Evan.
I played GTA 5, the next-gen version, a lot over the weekend. It is amazing. Like I said before, you know, you can just punch hookers right in the face in first person.
Yeah, and as people may or may not be aware, I hate playing games third person, so this is actually, like, I'm definitely getting Grand Theft Auto 5 now.
Yeah. And when I say first person, I expected it to be mediocrely animated, like, I expected it to be half decent, expected it to be usable, but not very fun. They have put so much effort into making first person just as enjoyable, or more enjoyable, than the third person. It's insane. I think they added, like, over 3,000 or some animations just to make the first person more smooth.
Yeah.
I was sitting there and I realized after a while, I was like, I don't feel like I'm playing a game with like a first person mod, which a lot of games would feel like. I feel like I'm actually playing a game that was meant for first person.
Yeah.
And I don't feel, I don't feel like I'm at a disadvantage for using first person opposed, you know, flicking combat or whatever. It's amazing though. It really, just the fun of getting to fist fights in that game in first person, and just because everything seems so much bigger and more powerful in first person. You know what I mean? Just walking down a city that, I mean, it already seems huge, but walking down a city street in first person just gives you scale for everything. And the game just seems far more bigger and driving.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I've just always had a problem with first person or third person games. And I don't know why, but it always just doesn't feel right to me. But when you put me in a game in first person, like, that's where I feel most comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm probably going to do that a whole lot with GTA 5.
Yeah. It's also great because you can also set it. Like, they really give you a lot of control on the settings, which is very good because, you know, first person, you know, they give you an FOV slider. They gave you all kinds of control settings. Just things that a lot of games don't do, but makes it very good. You can also set it so that you play first person when walking around, but when you get into a car, it goes into third person. Which I think is very good because some people prefer, like I enjoy driving in first person, but more for the experience. Like, it's very hard to actually drive in first person because you have no peripheral vision.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun though. It's fun to play. Like, I played a few death matches in first person. It's fun to climb around, do some like parkour in the city. Just it's a lot of fun. They've added everything looks amazing. They've added. And because it's on the next gen consoles, it can handle a lot more. Like, the lobbies now support 30 people, which doesn't sound like a lot, but when you, like, if you're doing, like, a deathmatch, you have 30 people just running around murdering each other. I mean, TF2 only supports 24 people without getting weird. Because it can go up to 32, but it's not supposed to support that many.
I think it could probably go past 32, but, like, that's usually the most people put when they start fudging the numbers.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's weird, but like, you noticed it a lot more when you're playing like a death match. Realize that 30 people is actually a lot. I don't know. It's a lot of fun. They redid everything. There's a bunch of new stuff. Like, there's I think it's like peyote. There's like some special drugs in the game now that you can go and find that turn you into animals. So you
what?
Take it. So all right, I remember I saw this on a thing. And the guy that I saw was playing as Franklin went over, which is one of the playable characters. There's three playable characters, if you don't know. He's playing as Franklin, went over next to a baseball field, found this little, like, plant, ate it, and was now playing as a puma. Not a puma, a cougar. And just ran around eating people until he died, and then he turned back into Franklin.
Wow, that's hardcore.
Mm-hmm. Another one, there's one up on the big mountain, Mount Chiliad, that turns you into a hawk. And you can just fly around as a hawk, pooping on people.
And that's pretty great.
There's 27 of them throughout the map. I know another one you can play as a killer whale. They've also added whales and dolphins to the game. You can go up and just hunt the whales and stuff. But when I was playing as Michael, because I'm the one that played the playable characters, and I turned into a poodle.
Huh.
I'm not sure if it's based on character, or if it's just random. But I would like to go back and see if it's, you know, because I think that'd be neat, that these little drugs are based on character. But yeah, they've added a lot of new stuff like that. They've added new vehicle modifications, new guns, all kinds of new stuff. And they've also confirmed, if anyone's, you know, been playing GTA, they confirmed heists for the next GTA update. So the next update that comes to the game will have heists for everyone. So even if you're playing on the Xbox or PS3, or the other 360 or PS3, you'll get them. I don't know, it's insane. They added a bunch of new animals, like dogs and cats. You can just walk around the city now. You can go up and just kick a cat. I did that. I didn't think it was going to be as brutal as it was. But, yeah, no, you can stomp on a cat. There's deer around, a lot more birds. And also, because it's on the next generation, like I was going to say, there's just a lot more foot traffic and regular traffic and air traffic throughout the city. Everything just seems so much more alive because it can support more.
Yeah.
So you can see more people walking in the street, more cars, and like more, like before you like barely saw any planes flying around. Now you'll see like if you're in the city, you'll see like three in the sky at a time.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's what gets the Robo Oven seal of approval. It's not broken at all from what I could tell, which is good for a port. It's not really a port, it's a remake at this point, but yeah, would recommend waiting till it comes out on PC
and then I could get a first person mod on the PC, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Duke, you don't even need it because it's the future.
Whoa, it's the future.
I would also like to say that you can transfer over your you can sign in through the Rockstar Social Club, and it will take all your GTA Online saves. You don't have to redo your character. You'll have all your stuff.
Oh, good.
Because I think there's a way also to transfer single player saves, but I don't know. I could be making that up. But yes, living in the future is an amazing thing.
Wanna know what else is great? Far Cry 4 is pretty great.
Is it as broken as
All right.
The other one, Unity?
Multiplayer. I've played two multiplayer matches. Okay, I played one multiplayer match. I tried to play two multiplayer matches. First one, I just hit quick join, just throw me in a game. I just want to see what's up. I ended. All right, so there's like three rounds or whatever. You know, best two out of three, basically. Yeah. Ended in a tie, and I only played like 10 seconds of the game. If I played 10 seconds of the game, I mean, I stood on a capture point, and then the game ended.
Oh, fun.
Next game I played, I started out, you know, very beginning of a round. So I was like, all right, I'm going to see what a game looks like from beginning, middle to end. And I got kicked after like 10 seconds. Because, like, Uplay went down or something.
That's fun.
Yeah. So I gave up because I've already played like 9 hours on single player over like 2 days. I'm really liking this game.
You are? So, yeah. So is it as broken as Unity?
No. The single player works fine. It's never given me any problems with anything.
Okay.
All right. Also,
okay.
You can fly a helicopter, and now that you can shoot while driving vehicles, you can have a grenade launcher because it's technically a one-handed weapon while in a helicopter and just shoot it at people below you.
Oh.
Yeah. This game actually got a lot easier since I can do that.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Yeah, there's a couple like missions where you have to destroy convoys and stuff like that. Like, they'll just be around and be like, hey, there's a convoy, go take it out. And so I'll be driving like my truck or whatever, and I'll take it head on, and I'll just like shoot a grenade at the front of it. The car will do like a double flip forward, and everyone dies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, dude, Far Cry 4 is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love explosions.
Yeah, I also love it whenever you shoot the front or back of a car and cause it to flip over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's always good. Yeah, it does that. That's good. Once it did that, I said, all right, game of the month. I don't know. Year? Decade? Dude, whatever. It's great.
Nah, Duke, I'm telling you, GTA 5, game of the month, year, decade.
Does it have a grenade launcher that you can shoot while driving?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could have someone else. I could be driving, and you could shoot it, allegedly.
Could you fire an RPG while in a car?
You couldn't fire while in a car, but you could like get like one of like the SUVs and stand on the side of it, holding onto the roof, and shoot it, I'd imagine.
All right, I want to do that. That's the thing I want to do.
Is that the thing you want to do?
Sorry, I'm yawning.
Yeah, I noticed.
I want to do that.
That's what you want to do.
But Far Cry 4 is pretty great. I'd recommend everyone play Far Cry 4, I guess. I don't know. It's great. Multiplayer's probably broken, but I don't deal with it enough to really know.
Would you recommend them spending... How much do you spend on it?
I got it for $47. Because I got it for sale on Green Man Gaming, which is a goddamn amazing website. If I waited longer, I could have gotten it off for 23%, which is what they did relatively recently.
Would you recommend the game for $47? Is it a Duke? Does it get the Duke thumbs up?
Yeah, it definitely does, because you can shoot people with a revolver. First check.
Okay, yeah.
Second check, explosions will cause cars to flip over. Second check. Third check, this wasn't even on the thing before until this game, you can fire a grenade launcher while driving a car. Third check, good to go.
Okay. Now, Duke, what if I told you, and I haven't played GTA 5 in a while, so this may have been one of the free free updates, but in the next-gen version, there is a Deagle.
All right.
And you can put a silencer on it.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. It's not actually a Deagle, it's a 50 cal, though.
Yeah, all right. That's
and
pretty
I would
good.
Just walking around with a silenced 50 cal with a extended mag and a flashlight on it.
That's
ruining people.
Far Cry 4, it's not a Mac 10, but as a Scorpion, and I got a Scorpion with a silencer and a scope on it. So that's pretty good too.
That is pretty good.
Also, pro tip for everyone playing Far Cry 4: I love revolvers. You shouldn't. I'm not gonna recommend. Your secondary weapon shouldn't be a revolver. It should be a Scorpion or something with a lot of ammo and can shoot very quickly because of dogs and eagles.
Oh, yes.
Because you will be attacked by a bunch of dogs and you just need to left click and just run away from them as fast as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with eagles. You just need to hit them once, but you just need to throw bullets at them until they stop.
Yeah. Oh yes, do they have the bow in the game still?
Yeah.
That's where I'm hanging out.
There's a new enemy unit that uses the bow also. Do you know about that?
No, I didn't. They stole my mojo.
Alright, so the enemy unit I hate because you know how when you're walking around you can tell if people are being detected by you or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
The bow unit's the stealth unit, and you don't know if he sees you or not, which kind of ruins my day because I need to take camps out stealthily to unlock stuff, and I don't know if I have because they don't tell me if they've detected me or not. But they shoot arrows. When you spot them, you only spot them for 5 seconds before the spot on them disappears, and they can tell animals to attack you.
Okay. That's insane.
Yeah, they're the new thing. So that's what these guys do. But they only use a bow and arrow, so like you can run up on them and just dump an SMG into their face and they're dead.
Yeah, but that's not how I play Far Cry. Yeah. I guess it take, you know, like, I assume they still have the hideouts or whatever.
Yeah,
Far Cry.
Yeah.
Dude, can you confirm, is Far Cry 3 Far Cry 4, but in the snow? Or in the mountains or wherever it is?
You know what? There's not enough snow for it to be that different. There's a couple like specific missions where you go to the actual mountains and you have to wear a breath mask or whatever because there's no oxygen that high up, mm-hmm. or something.
So is it just Far Cry 3?
It's Far Cry 3 with helicopters.
But that's good because Far Cry 3 was good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you like hang gliders?
I do like hang gliders.
There's hang gliders in Far Cry 4.
There's hang gliders in Far Cry 3.
Your wingsuit?
I do like my wingsuit.
There's a wingsuit in Far Cry 4.
Oh, damn. This sounds oddly familiar to Far Cry 3.
Do you like collecting green plants so you can get health syringes?
You know what? That was my favorite part.
Guess what they have in Far Cry 4? Green plants? Health syringes are automatically crafted, though. I don't know if that was true in the third one.
It's not, but that saves a lot of menu navigating.
Yeah, like, it just auto-happens.
That's cool.
So theoretically, you can only carry, like, 6 like health syringes at a time or whatever. But if your backpack's just filled with green plants, it'll auto-craft it.
You'll get a never-ending supply. Pretty much. Well, an automatically replenishing supply.
Yeah, until you run out of green plant.
Yeah. That good green plant, Duke?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of green plant is it?
I don't know, just green plant.
Oh, okay.
It's like, you know how Far Cry 4, or Far Cry 3 and Far Cry 4 just have a bunch of plants, and they all look different. But you're like, this is a green plant, so even though it looks completely different from that other green plant, it does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, also, you can put C4 on cars, which you could do before, but you can now cut the brakes of a car after you put C4 on it. So you can, like, put a car on a hill, cut the brakes, let it roll down, then detonate it when it gets to its destination.
Okay.
Oh, also there's mortars.
Mortars?
Yeah. Every so once in a while, usually around strongholds or whatever, instead of just having, like, an emplaced machine gun or something, they have a mortar. And you can arty stuff.
Ooh, okay. Are you fighting, like, the military?
Yeah, you're fighting an actual military. Yeah, it's a proper military. You're fighting the Royal Army or whatever.
I don't know if you're being sarcastic.
No, it is. You're a part of a rebellion movement against government or whatever, and you're the Golden Path, and you're fighting the Royal Army.
Okay. Well, you said the Royal Army. I thought you were like being dumb, and you're like fighting the entirety of like the BAF.
What's BAF?
The British Armed Forces.
Oh no.
I'm just like I just all right.
There's multiple Royal Armies, RoboWeapon.
I know, but, like, I don't know, I didn't know if you were kidding, you know?
No. I'm fighting the Kyrat Royal Army.
Oh. See, I don't know anything about this game.
Alright, well,
all I know is that it's Far Cry 3, but the bad guy has a purple suit on.
Yeah. Also, you can throw Molotovs from your helicopter. So every so once in a while, I'll fly over a military base or whatever. I'll like throw like 8 Molotovs just down there, and then grenade everything else I see moving before I move in.
This these helicopters just seem to be getting better and better.
Yeah, they're like one man, like tiny helicopters. They don't have walls or anything. Like it could easily be mistaken for like a bicycle in size, but like taller and has a propeller. If you take the propeller off, it'd kind of look like a bicycle.
Is it like a gyrocopter?
Yeah,
just like a
yeah.
little. All right.
Like a little thing. So, yeah, it's pretty great.
That does sound pretty great.
That's pretty good. It's it's really easy just to get anywhere in that. Like, oh, hey, I need to go over here. I could navigate all these roads and maybe get lost, or I could just, you know, as the helicopter flies, take a straight line or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That does seem cool. Is there a lot of water in that game? Do you have to fight a lot of sharks?
At one point, one of the missions, so a side mission, has you blowing up a fish, which is how I learned about grenade launchers and helicopters.
Has you blowing up a fish?
Yeah, you have to blow up a fish.
Just any fish, or a specific
No, there's a
like,
fish
killer.
You have to kill with explosives. So, okay. It gives you an RPG. That's how I unlocked the RPG and the grenade launchers from that mission.
This game just keeps getting better and better. You have it's to kill great. Fish from helicopters with explosives.
Also, don't try to kill a rhino with your car by ramming it.
A rhino. Yeah, that doesn't seem like... Where'd you hit it from, Duke?
The side. Also, I tried to take a rhino down with throwing knives. That also took a while.
Oh, they have throwing knives? That's cool.
Yeah. It was really great because I'd throw a bunch of... If you, like, melee kill... If you don't shoot or burn it or anything like that, you get extra skins from stuff you kill, so I was trying to get extra skins from this rhino, so just throwing knives at it. And when it would charge me and hit me and knock me down, he actually would get close enough for me to take my knives back. So, like, he'd charge me, hit me, I'd get all my knives back, then I'd keep throwing knives at him. Then he'd charge me and hit me, and then take all my knives back, then I'd keep throwing them at him.
Did you end up killing said rhino?
Yeah, it took a lot of health kits and a lot of throwing knives, but I got him down. And you get, like, karma for it. Also, the game is karma now, but don't worry about it.
Like Fallout.
No, not enough like Fallout.
Oh.
Fallout's like, you can be good or bad. This is like, you can be zero, or you could be like, 100, I don't know. Like, there's no bad, there's neutral or good.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but actually I do know why, but that story of you killing the rhino reminded me of when I was playing Stalker Call of
Pripyat.
Yeah. I can't remember if it was Shadow of Chernobyl or, you know, and I was out in a field somewhere in the second zone.
Oh, and that second zone gets hardcore.
Mm-hmm. And I had just done a mission where I was raiding some military guys, so I was low on ammo. And I accidentally stumbled across a bloodsucker nest.
Oh, good.
And I killed one, but there was another one, which I had to just get into a dance-off and knife kill him.
Yeah. I had to get into a dance with this rhino. I basically had to, like, wait for him to charge at me, jump to the left, and stab him as he ran past.
It took so long, I just stopped, I just put on a podcast, and I was there for, like, half an hour, just climbing up on this, like, tree thing, waiting for the bloodsucker to reveal himself, jump on him, and then run away before I could die.
Call of Pippa, it's an amazing game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever got further past than that second zone.
No, I don't think anyone ever has. I think people, like, you know, everyone loves the Stalker games, but I don't think anyone's actually ever completed a Stalker game or, like, you know, done anything more than, like, two zones.
Yeah.
Because it's just insane.
Well, RoboWeapon, I have one more thing to talk about the future before we go.
Future?
I have a Windows phone. That's the future, right?
You do have a Windows phone. Yeah. You can be like, speaking of Halo, you can be like Cortana.
Mm-hmm.
Download
Cortana.
My...
Bing nipples. I do that a lot.
You're just sitting there. You're at work. You're just sitting down. Cortana, show me porn.
Yeah. So the future's a pretty great place to be. It is a built-in podcast manager, which is wonderful.
It is wonderful. You know what? Speaking of the future, I was sitting there. And I've been messing with Xbox Ones this weekend because I've been around them because I hang out with people who have Xbox Ones and are dumb. And I figured out that you can sync your phone to an Xbox. But
Smart Glass, right?
No, I don't know about that. But YouTube specifically, you can get a QR code to appear on the screen and then scan it with your phone. And then it will sync your phone to YouTube. And you can use YouTube as like you can use your phone as almost like a controller. You can change video, you can queue up video. So I was just
like, when was the last time you used a TV, Robo? I just forgot the name for a remote.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I was trying to think of a better thing than remote because remotes don't let you queue up videos, you know?
Well, depending on the kind of remote you have.
But The future is an amazing place, dude.
The future's pretty great.
I think that's what it is. I was just sitting in bed watching, like, shitty YouTube videos. Just queuing them up. You know, I could watch some Fedora trick videos.
Awesome.
You know? I love some.
Yeah, I know, Robo.
Everyone loves some Fedora tricks.
We know you love sweet Fedora. Yeah, all right. Well, Robo, let's end on that note. Your goddamn stupid-ass Fedora trick.
You can find us on YouTube, where we upload how-to videos of how to wear your fedora.
Actually, that's properly. A lie. And no, if we did, I'd delete it as soon as I possibly could.
I'm starting a new series during now. It's going to be Fedora Tricks at Robo Evan. The first one we're going to start with is a really basic taking off a spin put on. So, you know, you spin it while you're putting it on, so you look real cool. And then we'll do the fedora. Then we'll do the old flip in the air, kick it, and then it'll land on your head. That's a little more advanced, but, you know, we'll get to that. You can find that at youtube.com/PBJcast.
Cortana, how do you kill RoboEvan?
or just look up PBJcast. How do you kill RoboEvan? You can find us on Twitter at PBJ at PBJ underscore cast.
Wow. That actually got me something.
Oh, well, you read through How to Kill Me.
All right.
You can email us. You can be like...
There's an e-how on it.
Oh, good. You can be like, I hate you guys. I want you all dead. Never do this show again. You can say, I think you're awesome. You can say, wow, you idiots. You don't know the intricate plot that is Halo.
Also, email us the intricate plot to Halo because I'm kind of mm-hmm. like half interested.
You can email us at pbjcast@gmail.com. And then finally, you can find all of this stuff linked, I'm assuming you're already probably listening to this from here, but you can find us at pbjcast.blogspot.com.
They might be listening on iTunes.
Maybe. You can also listen to us on iTunes. Just look it up on PBJ iTunes, pbjcast.
I don't have iTunes, so I can't guarantee that.
I do, but iTunes is also broken.
Oh, yeah, right. You broke your iTunes or whatever. Yeah.
Actually, I think I might have updated it and it fixed itself. I'm not sure if I can shit on iTunes. Is this going on iTunes? Because I don't know if I can say iTunes eats dick.
No, you probably can't, because this is probably going to be on iTunes. At least I think so. Again, it's great, because every so once in a while, someone will be like, oh, this podcast didn't work right, and I'll go, oh, thanks for telling me, because I literally have no way of knowing, because I don't have iTunes. Mm-hmm. I don't want to install Safari and goddamn QuickPlay. I'm sorry, I'm very... passionate about not installing Safari or QuickPlayer.
Don't worry, dude. I don't have Safari or QuickPlayer.
I know, but it asks you. It makes me so angry.
It asks me all the time. I'm just like, I just want to listen to a podcast, iTunes. But you're fucking shoving QuickPlay in my face.
Yeah. Another note, I had to download, I don't know if it was QuickPlayer or RealPlayer. I had to download one of those for audio editing stuff. So that's fun for me. I already lost this war. Alright. Did you finish everything? I'm sorry, I was messing with my fancy phone because I'm in the future.
I think that's it, you know? I think just the lesson we learned today is the next generation is the best generation. The future
Tetris
is an
Blitz,
amazing place.
Best mobile game.
Is that okay? I mean, that's very subjective.
It's Tetris.
It is Tetris, so I guess that's not the best game.
No, it's the best game.
I think that's it.
Yeah. I've been Duke of New York.
I've been RoboEvan.